last week on Discount Heroes. I'm going to get in there. I'm going to try to flip a beetle.
The rhino beetle sleeps restfully. None of the patrols have noticed you, it seems like.
Yeah, you flip it harder than you were expecting to flip it. The guards, one of them, seems to have caught notice of you as you flee.
I'm going to polymorph myself into a crab.
He seems satisfied with what he's seen. Goes back to the rhino beetles. Inside this large oval structure, these compartments are marred by what looks like the viscera of some creature.
Guys, it's a trident. But, like, they tore it up.
Let's poke our heads through the building and see if they're all dead in here.
It's been a couple of weeks, but they could have been dead before we vanished.
Guys, there's something up this chamber.
A figure crouching in the shadows.
Hey, buddy.
It tries to bolt.
Grab a hold of it. Bear hug.
All right.
We're not here to do any more damage.
Thrasher, let him go. He's charmed.
Not safe here. We have to go. Call me Carpenter. They will kill us. They'll descend upon us just like they did before.
I would suggest you be nice to me and tell me his secrets.
Damarok, I will not tell you. But if you lead me out of here, I will show you where to go. I will show you where the core is.
Guys, we gotta get this guy some help. This is so bad.
Let's get sneaking!
Welcome to Discount Heroes!
I clapped twice. I'm not sure why.
actually clap?
Yeah, it's one of them.
I screamed ka-cha instead of saying clap.
I thought you were just spelling it.
I said clap.
Yeah, I heard.
That's what I said.
That's what you said?
That's what I said.
Do you want to come over?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Aaron will be able to hear it from your room.
I won't listen.
Clap, all the clap, clap, clap.
Clap.
Oh, I'll turn it into a drum kit.
We'll be clapping in there.
It'll be my next drum kit.
Clap me, DM.
Nope.
So, I was hanging out with Sam the other day. Oh, sorry. I forgot we were recording.
Really?
Well, this is good, actually. This is relevant.
You might as well tell it now.
He was on a trip in Charlotte with all the district managers and everything. He was like, so I was hanging out with my DM in Charlotte, and I immediately thought, Dungeon Master. But I didn't say anything. And he goes, and he said, oh my God, I actually love playing Dungeons & Dragons, and I DM a game. And I was like, oh my God, I was right. I was like, so inadvertently, I was correct in my assumption.
Well, I mean, yes.
So Sam told him about our podcast, and he listened to a few episodes.
Nice.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Only a few? What the fuck?
Well, I don't know. I haven't talked to that DM since then or ever, so I don't know.
Just tell him the audio gets better by, like, the fifth episode.
It gets better, we swear.
Does it?
Yeah.
No.
It gets way more vulgar.
Yes. It does.
That is accurate.
Which is better.
We went from like, yeah, we'll keep an eye on it to like, fuck this shit, let it rip.
Just eyes wide shut, just see ya.
That's true, I haven't bleeped almost anything in a while.
Yeah, we're really just hanging it all out there now.
That's a problem.
We're just hanging dong on this show. All right, Brent, take it away.
Welcome to Discount Jared. Did you drink the tooth vodka?
You have to tell us.
You have to tell us.
Not gonna lie to you guys.
So yes.
Jared, you have to answer. This is entrapment.
Jared, why don't you tell the listeners what we're referring to?
I had a wisdom tooth pulled out Monday. It was great. It hurt real bad. It's very gross. I don't know, if one of you wants to post the picture in the Discord, be my guest. And I brought the tooth home, and to make sure it would not be gross when I decided to start doing stuff with it, I put it in a shot glass full of vodka for a few days. And now it is sterile and disinfected, and I'm probably going to make a ring out of it.
Did you consume the vodka the tooth was in, Jared?
I would never, ever tell a lie on our podcast.
Okay, I'm going to open up a poll here. I'm going to ask Catman to run this one. Open up a poll if anyone thinks Thrasher drank that vodka that his rotten tooth sat in for, I would assume, days.
The tooth vodka.
Yes.
And you'll know that Jared can't put his finger on the scale of that poll because he's not in the Discord. So we'll know that it's objective.
And if he does decide to chime in at this point, I will kick him out of the Discord. So don't worry, Catman. I got your back.
I respect that.
You run this as brutally as you want, my man. This is all on you. And if Mark wants to draw a picture of Jared drinking rotten tooth vodka, that'd be pretty funny.
Nobody liked that sentence you just said.
He drew a picture of me getting tag teamed by you guys, so I don't really give a fuck about it.
You need to let that go, man. You still on that?
I'm not gonna let it go.
I've heard. I haven't seen it yet, and I don't want to.
Oh, it's excellent.
It's really good.
Welcome to Discount Heroes, where questionable results are always guaranteed. We're a chaotic character and story-driven real play podcast. We're a group of five friends who've known each other for 16 plus years. We've played countless hours of questionable D&D, and now we want to share with you the game we love so much. My name is Brent. I'm the DM here. We got four players. Why don't you introduce yourselves and who you're playing?
Yo, this is Tyler. I am playing Copes, the Circle of the Stars druid, who is going to decipher side of the stars if Jared drank the nasty tooth vodka. He did.
My name's Aaron, and I'm a Savannah Banana. How about you? I'll be playing Dimrock, the tiefling bard pirate.
This is Jared, who is one tooth down, many to go.
And this is Matt, and I play Nox Longfoot, the gnome wizard, who thinks Jared drank the tooth vodka.
Really gross, Jared.
What? This thing that you don't know if I did or didn't do?
I've never seen you waste vodka. Dude,
I can imagine so many things that are gross that maybe you did.
That he probably did. Let's not say maybe. I can see the rotten tooth just floating in the bottom of the glass and Jared being like, well, it's sterile. And then just throwing it back. Just gone. For all of the people listening, he is playing with the tooth on camera right now, if that makes this any more believable.
Wouldn't you?
No.
Does it bring you pleasure to have such power over something that brought you so much pain?
Yes. I was going insane, guys.
I couldn't really tell while you were playing the game. You were doing a good job.
Thank you. It sucked.
All right. I got a question for y'all. That question is as follows. Here's the question.
Jesus Christ.
What is a prize that you've won? Maybe your favorite prize, a weird prize, some kind of prize.
This tooth. I won this tooth.
You didn't win the tooth.
He did.
Thank you.
What game did you play to get the tooth?
The tooth was winning. It would have killed you.
I played the pain game and I won.
A prize that I've won.
Oh, I got a good one. So I used to...
Stone Temple pilot tickets.
I used to deliver pizza, so I spent a lot of time just riding around in the car. And that was before Bluetooth was everywhere. And so I used to for any of you older listeners, the radio always played and always had contests where you can win tickets. So I always called in to try to win tickets. And one time I won tickets to the Stone Temple Pilots concert.
Hell yeah.
I didn't think I was a huge fan of them, but when I got there, I ended up knowing the words to like all the songs. So I learned something about myself that day.
I can't believe I called that out. That was a long fucking time ago.
Also, I used to dominate cakewalks.
Used to steal the cakes from cakewalks.
I said I dominated them, didn't I?
That's a fair point.
It was at the fair.
No, it's not, Matt. You just want cake.
That's also a fair point.
A fair point.
Very low security at elementary carnivals.
For our younger listeners, radio is kind of like a podcast that just plays all the time, whether you hit a play button or not.
I skipped school one time with some friends, and we smoked some herbal cigarettes. Tea. And I came back to English class where there was an Edgar Allan Poe poem contest where everyone in the class had to write a poem and then stand in front of the class and read it and be judged. And I won out of 28
what?
Other kids. Yeah, so that was something I won. Huh?
Could you recite the poem for us?
I don't remember that fucking poem. I do remember what I won. I won a box of Peeps.
Ew.
Gross.
Oh, I scoffed them down, dude.
That's disgusting.
Peeps are terrible.
I was high and 16 years old. What are y'all fucking talking about? I was like, can I eat them now? She's like, sure. And then they were like, don't eat them all. I was like, mm-mm. I'm going to do it. I'm going to eat them all.
Can't stop me.
I didn't hear a peep after that.
You can't bring me down.
When I was like 18, I used to help coaching my youngest sister-in-law's softball team. And at the end of the year, they did a banquet for all the volunteers in the county. And I won a foursome of tickets to a really nice golf course called Cobblestone nearby. And I took my father-in-law, brother-in-law, and sister-in-law, who combined had played 0 rounds of golf. And I had played 2 rounds of golf in my life. And I get up on the first tee box and I shank the ball about 20 yards deep straight into the woods and almost hit somebody. And I looked at the attendant who was staring at me so disappointed. And I said, sorry, man, I'm the best one here. And he just he looked so sad. And we played the worst round of golf ever on a really nice golf course with really angry people around us.
That's awesome.
Aaron and I played there one day in the rain and our buddy Chris, not Chris Beat Beat, another one. It was raining.
Another one.
And he got up on the hill on the first tee. He hit it like 20 feet and then got up and just swung and fell right in the mud. Like right on the first. Like, all right, that's about appropriate. So.
When I was in 7th grade, there was like a poster contest. You made posters for some kind of charity event at the school, and they had prizes for what they thought were the best posters. And I won the prize for most creative poster of my scientist building a robot that came to life. I don't remember what that had to do with the charity, but it was a comic strip, and I won free CBBs for a year.
A year?
What?
Yeah.
God, Brent always cucks us out of these.
You got a
things.
Year of CBBs. Gosh.
It was dang. Like once a week. Once a week.
I want a box of Peeps. Well, you couldn't drive, so they weren't that worried about it. If you won that when you were 19, it was over.
Oh, my gosh.
I was not able to convince my parents to go to CBBs once a week for a year.
That is a shame.
Can we talk about how awesome CBBs was?
Is it completely gone?
Still is.
It's gone.
It's gone.
No, there's still CBBs.
They're around.
Guys, there are CBBs.
There's not.
You can't find them.
I know where several are. When I worked with Chris, we would go like once a week.
Oh, dude, that's the story I was about to say. I went there with Chris Beep Beep McFalls one time at lunch at work with the same thing Jared did with him. And This man was just yelling how fucking awesome this pizza was. And I just turn around. There's like kids like all around. He's like, this pizza's fucking great. Such a fucking good price. I was like, Chris, shut up. And if y'all know him.
Yeah, he don't got no filter.
He didn't shut up.
I have a different friend, Matt, that loves Long John Silver's.
We've talked about this.
We know Long John Matt.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Well, he convinced me to go to a Long John Silver's.
We've done this I one want already. To
go. No. We did I say that we went and it was they had closed the Long John Silver's.
Oh no. It
took like 40 minutes to get there.
You know what they called it?
So what?
Long Gone John Silver's.
That was nothing.
Why didn't you just say Gone Silver's? Why did you say Long Gone John Silver's?
Because it wasn't called Long Gone Silver's in the beginning. And Jared, shut up. You're drinking Rotten Tooth vodka. I don't want to hear anything from you, dude. You're putting me.
You don't know that.
I do know it.
All right, it's 48 minutes to the closest Stevie B's. I'm just throwing that out there.
That is not true.
It is. All three of them around us closed.
Yeah, you just got to go to Roswell.
There's not one in Roswell.
It's closed. You got to go all the way to Duluth.
I mean,
you know who lives in Duluth?
Who?
People who drink Rotten Tooth vodka. Gross people.
You heard it here, folks. Tyler hates Duluth.
And Jared lost the tooth.
Oh! Nice.
Oh my goodness.
That's good.
All right, maybe we should go ahead and begin the game.
Yeah, whisk us away.
No, I think this is going well, Brent. I think we should keep this going.
Tyler, I'm going to punch you in the head with my tooth ring.
Would you really? You already broke my foot. Isn't that enough?
No.
You should name the tooth ring like it's an artifact or something.
I like that idea.
The ring of biting? Because it's like when you punch somebody, are you biting them?
Hey, when you guys are voting yay or nay on whether I drank the vodka in the Discord, throw in your idea for an artifact name of my tooth ring.
You don't get to include yourself in any Discord poll.
Bro, there's not going to be a nay option. It's just going to be yay.
Vote if you think he definitely did.
Hey, Catman, this is my idea. Throw in a name of the ring that Jared is going to make. And y'all do a poll on that, too.
This is absolutely going to be an item in whatever our next campaign is.
Might be this campaign. Look at Brent. He's got a dumb little smirk on his face.
The Ring of Ouchies.
All right, this one's inspired by the cow tipping adventure you guys went on. But last week, our discount heroes went a-hunting for trouble.
Boo!
It's a cowpoke!
Like a tumbleweed rolling in a dust storm. Yeah. They touched down on one of them four islands of the Tridents under the cloak of night. The island was mostly snoozing, except for a few folks patrolling around the monolithic structure that ruled the roost. Whew. Our heroes aimed to stir up some commotion, so they caused a ruckus with them snoozing rhino beetles, hoping to draw the eyes of the law. But inside that there building, they stumbled upon piles of guts and gore, dead Tridents lying everywhere like a graveyard. Their search turned up more of the same, with many Tridents having met their end without even a yelp. But them heroes weren't blind to everything. They spotted a lone survivor hiding in them shadows, going by the name Carpenter. After a tense meeting, Demarok worked his charms on Carpenter, calming him down, persuading him to spill the beans about something called the Core. Though the spell was strong, he wouldn't tell them everything, but was compelled to leave them there. Promising to rescue Carpenter, they got ready to hightail it out of there. Nox had just weaved his magic, making him as silent as a ghost in a midnight saloon. And here we are. But yeah, Nox had just cast Pass Without Trace. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what you just said.
Oh, I feel so stealthy, Nox. We ready to sneak around those guards?
Yeah,
I want to kill them all.
We'll get to that.
I'm fairly certain that's going to happen. Don't you worry.
Don't forget the genocide they like to do, you know? Let's avoid that.
So could we just kind of, we're coming out of the building. Where does a Carpenter seem to be wanting to lead us to? Do we have an idea of that? Can we see, like, in the distance? Or
if you remember, he had said that it's possible going to the other island, the one that is not the one that you crashed the ship into, might lead you to safety. Now,
Okay, and was there a bridge going to that island, or...?
There are three bridges, each connected to the center structure, that center smaller island.
Okay.
So those other trio of islands are not themselves connected to each other.
But if we go to the center, we could then take the bridge out.
That's correct.
Okay. All right, guys, and I think we're either cutting through the water, the sky, or the bridge.
Sorry, real quick. So he's charmed for what, an hour?
He suggested for 8 hours.
Oh, 8 hours. Okay.
As far as that, I mean, I always prefer to use my winged boots to fly across.
Yeah, but everyone can't fly, Jimmy.
Yeah, but we have Thrasher's magic rug, and I'm sure I could carry Nox.
Pretty sure Nox can fly.
Where did the rest of our party go? Because...
You found a little alcove.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. So they're still there?
Yeah. I mean, you've probably only been... Maybe you guys have been inside there for an hour. Maybe. Does that sound about right?
I think we said about... Because we... Telepathy lasts an hour. So at the end of the episode, I think we said it had been about half an hour would be the guess.
Sure. I mean, you might be tricking me, but I'm fine with it.
No, it says it in there, I promise. I'm a good boy.
Okay.
So guys, I mean, are we going to leave everyone else down in the alcove?
I think that's the safest place for him right now.
Yeah, of course.
Well, and then, well, we need to at least tell them, I guess, right?
Well, let's tell them.
Yeah, they're in the chat.
Yeah.
Matt casts that spell that lets us all communicate.
Oh yeah, that's right. You cast a, yeah. So yeah, you're online with everybody,
and they're included.
Hey guys,
I thought you were gonna say something, Brent.
I'll say it to him. Hey guys, we're going to that island across the way. It's better if you just stay hidden. Do they want to mention Pam leaving?
Is everything going good down there? Are you guys all right?
Sure, but I mean, you got this is Fargo Buns, by the way. You know, it's important to, you know, be polite and introduce yourself.
Jesus Christ.
You might want to know, Pam's gone. She was naked suddenly, and then she stalked off into the darkness.
What'd she look like, naked?
Describe it carefully.
That wouldn't be gentlemanly to just talk about that.
Did you draw a painting? God, fuck you.
I erased it from my memory as soon as I saw it.
Get the phone with some Braddock.
just lay low, guys.
Yeah, this is Braddock.
Are you good down there? Is everything fine? Like, y'all safe?
We're safe. What's that buzzing, though?
What buzzing?
I remember I described a pervasive hum.
That's just Carpenter. That's just the way he sounds. We found a bee person.
No, I think it's like a whole hive of angry bees that killed a whole hive of not angry bees.
Brad, do you mean that humming that we've heard the whole time we've been here?
Yeah.
Oh, it's that. Give the phone to Quincy. Quincy!
Is it safe up there? Hey, this is Quincy now.
Y'all just lay low.
I mean, you said you found one that's friendly. Does that mean we can come up?
No, because all the other ones are still angry bees.
Oh, but you found one that's not angry?
Well, he was scared, and then I magically made him friendly. You know, like I do.
He cast Friends Abound, and now he's our friend. So, y'all just hunker down there. We're going to move into this middle island and see if we can figure something out, and then we'll come grab y'all.
Anyway, how you doing, Helga?
She's not on the chat.
I miss my husband.
You're not on the chat, Helga.
I thought New Doug was going to stick around for longer.
All right, shut. Sorry, Helga. We got to go. All right, guys. We got to go. We got to get to the next island.
Let's do it.
Bye, Helga. Bye, Fargo Buns. Bye, Quincy. Bye, whoever else. I forget.
What is this, the Waltons? No one will get that joke. Yeah, I'm going to creep out the door.
All right. You're passed without trace, so you got a +10 to your stealth check. In addition to, let's see, the Shadowbrew whiskey has worn off by now. You'd have to take another dose.
I don't want to.
Guys, I think it's worth it. If you want a dose, here it is.
So I already feel.
Yeah, man. Let me get some of that.
I feel like I want it too bad. I'm gonna hold off.
Okay, man.
Power doesn't take any, so I'm gonna take three away.
Nox, are you taking it?
Heck yeah. Stuff's great.
All right, so you're taking another one. Go ahead and roll another Constitution saving throw.
Do I have to?
No, I guess not. You don't have to.
Dimrock got a 20.
Nox got a 12.
Nice. Nox, that stuff is real good.
God, I love this stuff, Demi.
It almost makes you feel like you have a shadow again.
Oh, I feel complete.
Guys, y'all need to be careful with that stuff, man.
Shut up, Coates. Don't be such a narc.
Oh, God.
Yeah, go play with your stars.
God, I have to get rid of this. This is a dark turn this could take.
Okay, so why don't we sneak past these guys?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's what I was doing.
Yeah, if you took the Shadow Brew whiskey, you get advantage plus the plus 10 from Pass Without Trace.
Dimrock got a 23.
Nice.
Nox got a 21.
Cope's got a 25.
Ooh.
Oh, wait, no, 31. Sorry, 31.
32.
32. All right, which direction are y'all headed? Which, you go into the water? You go into the bridge? Where are you going?
There's a bridge.
Connecting to the center island.
Jesus. Jiminy Christmas.
Is the bridge, like, covered at all? Does it have sides? Because, like, flying through the air is just going to be blatantly obvious, so.
But it's dark.
I think bridge.
Let me ask this real quick. Can I roll a perception check in lieu of that stealth check?
You mean using the same roll? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'll roll a perception check. Like, its own check.
He's just using in lieu because he wanted to say it.
Yeah,
he just doesn't know what in lieu of means.
I know what in lieu of means. Like,
can he also roll a perception check?
You know, like my cousin, Louis.
To discern the best path.
Oh, sure. Why not?
You don't know what discern means either.
I discern you drank that tooth vodka. that's a 22.
All right, so using your square-shaped goat eyes, you take a good look at the surroundings.
Why did you say it like that?
Well, that's what they're shaped like, right?
Meh.
They're like rectangles.
Yeah, but why did you, using your weird fucked up goat eyes?
Look, you said they're square-shaped eyes like rectangles.
No, that's not dramatic enough. But in any case...
Every square is a rectangle, but see, not every rectangle is a square.
The guards have resumed patrolling their normal routes that you've seen them doing before. You watch over the bridge and you can see one that... There it is.
It's not a square.
That rectangle.
I'm gonna kill everyone here. Good going. Anyway.
You can see the silhouette of a guard that comes just to the edge of that bridge before turning around and returning to the other end.
Okay, Brent, let me ask you this. I've been playing a lot of stealth games. Can I creep up on him and stealth kill him?
Well, there's the three guards patrolling, like, this plaza place, plaza area. And then there's the one that you're spotting crossing the bridge.
Okay. How close are the three guards? How close do they patrol to each other?
One of them passes close to the entrance of this building. The other two seem to patrol from... like the end of the island with the bridge to the other edge of the island, like kind of around the backside of this building.
Okay, I'm gonna grab all the boys. All right, boys. We got three guards here moving in a pattern. I say that we each take one out. Who wants the first one?
I got him. Yeah.
Jimmy, you got him? Okay. Who's gonna take the far one? This is gonna have to be someone who can move quick, nimble, stealthily.
Thresher looks around, trying to find somebody, anybody.
Are we taking him out?
I think so. Look what they did to Carpenter.
I thought the plan was just...
They killed his whole family.
I thought we were sneaking out.
Yeah. Yeah, but look what they did to him. Are you okay with that?
I mean, no, but... That was not the plan. The whole idea was to...
get out of here where nobody knows that we got out of here.
All right, if you're that scared. All right, I walk over into a bush.
And nobody say anything. Let's see what he does next.
And I, no. I, here's my thought. Do y'all want to try to take these out or do y'all want to sneak past them? That's what I was thinking. I was thinking like a Splinter Cell mission.
All right, when you talk about taking them out, Carpenter snaps his mandibles angrily.
Like,
in a good way?
Oh, he doesn't want us to.
No, like he's like at towards the guards, we'll say.
You hate these guys?
Oh.
Not hate. They...
Oh, you loathe these motherfuckers, huh?
Roll an insight check.
Got a 10.
Carpenter seems pissed.
Hell yeah. I'm going to take that anger and channel it and see what I can do with it, okay?
Demi, ask him which one he wants.
Yeah. Okay, Copes, I sure will. Hey, Carpenter, which one do you want?
He says, I want to kill, but I don't.
Well, how about this? I'll do this one for you, and then you can tell people you did it if you want. Huh?
He snaps his mandibles. He's thinking hard about that. It's a weird thought.
It's like that movie Easy A.
It is nothing like the movie Easy A.
Yeah, it is. It's just like that.
I'll tell you slept with her, but I didn't.
Yeah, I'll lie for you too. Yeah, he killed him.
I'm gonna make a roll real quick.
I was there.
Well, Brent's rolling. Are we gonna, what do you think, Matt? Are we gonna kill all these guys? Or are we gonna just sneak past them?
I mean, we got one guy on the bridge. Why don't we start with that?
Well, we gotta get past these guys to get to the bridge.
We can sneak. There's only one
there's
guy.
There's three guys on our way.
Here's my thought, though. If we sneak past, there's three guys in our way. So if we sneak to the guy to get to the bridge.
Right.
And we can try to kill him, but if we get caught, then the three guys are coming in behind us anyway.
Yeah. How beefy do these guys look, Brent?
They're bugs, dude.
They're just 8 foot tall bugs.
It's probably difficult to evaluate. They don't seem to wear much armor, but they all carry these long spears. You haven't seen them do much. They move pretty robotically.
Oh, hive mind. They're being controlled by something.
Ah, did you see his face? You nailed it, Tyler.
Do you see his face? If you count.
You nailed it.
Did you see his face?
Just also, because I feel like you'd be aware of this, there's probably a couple dozen of those rhino beetles sleeping in stables in your immediate eyeline.
Oh, so they're moving. So we need to tip them all before we fight the guards. My whole point is...
Kill them.
Okay.
Can we assassinate them? That's my whole thing.
Is this island big enough that if we attack one of them, the others will all see it?
Depends on where... You see that the guards that move around the perimeter starting at the bridge, they move out of your line of sight. Each of them does as they patrol around the back end of the island. But the one who marches around the building, the entrance to this building you're in, he's pretty much within your eye line the entire time.
So we're going to take him out first.
All right, why don't we grab this one, pull him in the building, and kill him?
That's a great idea. Who wants the honors?
How far away from the front of the building is he?
If you time it out and watch for a while, he gets within 45 feet of the entrance of the building. He always pauses for a moment and then resumes his patrol.
Okay. All right, are we going for it then?
Let's do it.
Trident's probably saying stuff like, man, what a boring night.
I'm going to try to cast a spell on him. If it doesn't work, y'all deal with the rest, okay?
Okay.
Does that sound fair? If it does work, y'all deal with the rest, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to try to cast a new spell I have. When he gets close, I'm going to try to cast Vortex Warp on him. And that is, you magically twist space around at a creature you see in range. It must succeed on a constitution saving throw, or it's teleported to an unoccupied space up to 90 feet away. So I'm going to try to suck him into the building.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Yeah, fuck yeah.
So what kind of saving throw did you say?
It's going to be a constitution saving throw. It's a DC 17.
I understand why you asked how tough they looked.
So the thing rolled a 19. I don't think they have disadvantage just because he's surprised, do they? I think it's just like dexterity saving throws.
There's no way you're going to let me roll Wheeler Woe. I haven't done it yet.
There's no... there's no way I'm going to let you do that.
Okay.
No, you can do that. It's fine.
I just forgot. The 13, so I can roll against his.
Okay. And that's a d6?
A d6.
For those who don't remember, Copes can Wheeler Woe and either add a d6 or subtract a d6.
So I can't add it to Nox's, so I'll have to subtract it from his.
But if you can get a 3 or higher, he'll fail.
A 3 or higher, he fails. Here we go. Oh, that's a 1. Damn it. Oh, I tried.
It was a good try.
Damn it.
So what does this look? What does it look like when he resists the spell, Nox?
Yeah, I think a magical sphere kind of forms up around him out of the shadows and like creates a bubble really quickly. And then the bubble pops and forms next to us, but he's not in it. He's still standing where he was. Oh, shit. It didn't work.
Oh, fuck, Nox. That's not good.
Does that spell have verbal components?
Yeah.
All right, so you can roll a stealth check with disadvantage.
Okay. But I have advantage from the Shadow Brew whiskey, right?
Yes. So although he heard something, maybe he won't be able to tell the exact direction immediately.
All right. 24.
24.
34 right. With pass without trace.
34? Oh, wait. Yeah. 24 with pass without trace. Or no.
34 with pass without trace.
Dang. Well, you had disadvantage.
But I had advantage already.
Oh, right. Just a regular. Oh, right. Yeah, sorry. So, well, there's not much chance he's going to see you still. Unless I rolled a 20. All right. I got a 16. So, the creature clearly felt something going on. It spreads its wings and clicks its mandibles forward. And if you guys want to react, you have to roll initiative now.
I will roll initiative.
Because once it takes a turn, it's going to do something. And I'm assuming you want to be involved possibly before that happens.
It's a 17 for Copes.
16.
25.
Ooh, you're 6. Rolling well tonight.
Nat 20'd it. I am.
All right, Nox, you get to go first. This thing is surprised.
Okay, so you said it was like 40 feet away or so?
45 feet, yes.
45 feet, shit, I can't reach that.
You're a fucking wizard. There's got to be something you can do to reach that.
Brent, can a restrained creature talk?
Yes. Doesn't limit you from doing like verbal components with spells.
Okay, well, I'm going to try this anyway. I really didn't want to, but I'm going to burn my new 5th level spell slot. And I'm going to cast Telekinesis. So I'm going to kind of start hovering in the air, but not mechanically. So just I'm standing on my tippy toes, and my eyes are going to go blue. And my hair kind of goes up all cool, like I'm Super Saiyan going, sort of. And I can attempt to grab a creature. I can move creatures and objects with my mind, but I can try to restrain him. So you can try to move a huge or smaller creature, make an ability check with your spellcasting ability to contest it. So he's going to have to make, a strength saving throw.
All right. So he's rolling.
How strong are these giant bugs?
Rolling with a +2. Nat 20.
Oh, damn it.
Oh. This is...
I only got a 14. He's too strong, guys. This isn't working.
So your telekinetic mind grips around it, and then you slowly like break an arm free one at a time as he remembers what he's been fighting for this whole time.
Oh, geez. It does last for 10 minutes.
Okay, so you can keep trying to do it every turn, essentially,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
I feel like there's no way he's not noticing. This also required verbal components, right?
Yes.
All right, so it looks in the direction of the building. Although you guys are cloaked in shadow and dimness, he can see that there's something over there, and he's prepared.
Can I blade song while I'm at it?
Yes. And that's so a bunch of saxophone music starts playing.
I'm using the sword. Trying to keep it quiet.
Yeah. All right. Now is Cope's turn.
Fuck. Okay. So he knows we're here, right?
It looks like it.
And sorry, how far away is he?
45 feet.
Fuck. Has he? He hasn't alerted anyone else yet, though, right? He
has not gotten to take a turn yet.
The ring of Grimmarian, send him away.
I'm gonna cast confusion on him.
Okay,
cast conclusion instead, and his story will be over.
That's two letters. That's two letters, or I would
cast contusion.
Also, Pass Without Trace did drop. Just throwing that out there.
He has to succeed on a wisdom saving throw.
All right, he's got a plus one to wisdom saving throws. He's been rolling like...
So what's mine? Proficient plus wisdom? Oh, he didn't pass.
He did not pass. He got a seven.
Okay, so at the beginning of his turn, he rolls a d10, and then it affects what he does.
All right, deal. His eyes glaze over. Starts looking around oddly. All right, now it is Thrasher's turn.
I'm gonna move 20 feet closer to him during my turn.
Okay.
Can I fly out and grab him and bring him back here?
With a contested strength roll, you sure can. I mean, as long as you have enough movement to make it there and back.
I won't be able to get all the way back, but I can do 80 feet.
Is that without using your action, or what?
On my carpet.
Oh, on your carpet. Okay. Do you call your carpet anything, by the way? Did you name it?
I really need to, but I have not yet, no. I need to come up with a good name.
Shaggy.
And that's it. We just did it. Thank you, Matt. For christening my carpet.
Command Shaggy out loud for me. Just
there's a lot of weird carpet talk.
Let's get that bug, dude.
All right, Shaggy swoops up underneath you towards the trident. All right, so you're gonna make. Are you raging, by the way, or are you?
You know, it was weird. On the way there, I said I rage. So yes, I am.
So you look so angry as you fly up on your rug.
Just arms crossed, making a stank face.
All right, make your strength check to grab him, and you have advantage because you're raging.
So, is this just a regular strength check?
It's a grapple, so or, I believe it uses your strength and proficiency.
How about isn't it a saving throw?
No, it's like an attack roll.
Yeah, I'm always going to try that. Okay, so that plus proficiency, which is now... What is our proficiency now?
Plus four. Four.
Four.
Four. Dope. All right, I get a plus nine to this roll.
There he is.
Thank God. 17.
17. Let's see what this thing gets. Got a plus two. All right, you snatch him.
Yes. What did he get?
He got a six, excuse me.
Ha. Stupid bug.
You wrap your arms around him. You're so angry. All right, and how close back do you get? Almost back to the entrance, don't you? You're about 10 feet away?
Yeah, I think I'll be 10 feet away from the entrance.
All right, now it's this thing's turn. You hear it, you feel it fiercely trying to like beat its wings together, and you hear like a light, like screechy, grindy sound, like it's trying to make noise, but you're grappling it, so you're holding it tight. And it's going to...
Yeah, big old bear hug.
It's going to try to break free with a strength check again.
Doesn't it have the confusion?
No, it has to roll on the confusion.
Oh, yeah, roll the confusion, right, okay. Well, that's a D10.
Got to roll a D10.
You got a 4. What does that do?
The creature doesn't move or take actions this turn.
Okay. All right, well, I still said what I said, but yeah, it doesn't. It is unable to try to break free or do anything else.
Got him.
So you just pick it up like a statue.
Thrasher, do you fly back to us?
I shoot finger guns at Thrasher.
Yes. I'm 10 feet away.
It's Dimarok's turn now.
Cast ball gag.
Dimarok sneaks behind Thrasher and comes in from the side with his sword of subtlety and strikes the bug man in the ribs with his sword.
Okay, you do have advantage because the creature is restrained.
20. And I want to use the sword of subtlety, the special feature on attack hidden.
Oh, nice, yeah. You get to do sneak attack damage.
Yeah, so I'll do 3d6 total. 18 damage.
Damn. That's good.
Ooh, all right. 18 damage. All right, and it would have made a saving throw at the end of its turn, Cope, so I'm going to make that saving throw. Okay, it did pass, so it's no longer confused.
Oh, it does, yeah.
All right, that was a pretty good hit on it. All right, so it is still restrained by the grapple, and then it goes back to Nox's turn with the creature restrained.
Shit, I mean, I guess I'm just going to stab him.
Okay.
I can't do anything with my telekinesis, so... Why stop the fun? So I'm just going to stab twice with my scimitar and not use any of my spells because they're all very loud. You said advantage too?
Mm-hmm.
Is it rolling?
It did.
Okay. 16 and 21.
Both of those hit.
Okay. So that's going to be 8 and 12. So 20 total.
Ouch. Stab it. Creature struggles.
Everybody stab him, quick!
It chitters in pain as you attack it. And I forgot to take a turn for Carpenter. I'm going to go ahead and do that now. All right. Carpenter dives in with its mandibles drawn. Somebody roll an insight check.
Somebody or everybody?
Just somebody.
I've got a +8 insight.
You go right ahead.
I've got a -1.
Okay, I'll roll it. 18 for Copes.
As Carpenter moves forward, its wings expanded, its mandibles drawn.
No.
Something seems slightly off about it. Like this is a vicious side to Carpenter that you haven't seen before, even when it was attacking Thrasher. And it dives in like a murderous beast. It deals 18 damage.
Woo.
And it's just like goring into this thing. And this guard is looking pretty bad now. It's Cope's turn.
I don't think what I want to do will work, but maybe you'll let me. I can't do a perception check on this thing. Is that my action?
Perception check wouldn't, no.
Like, just to perceive how well it's doing or if it's, like, close to...
It's doing pretty poorly, I'll say that. It's close to dying.
Okay, can I pick up a big rock and toss it to Carpenter?
Okay.
Can I give him my turn, pretty much, just to give him the coup de grace?
I mean, that seems fine with me, to give it to an NPC, if you want. I mean...
Yeah, I want to toss him that rock and see if he can just fucking end this thing.
All right, it ignores your rock and just gouges into this thing with its mandibles, tearing into the exoskeletal flesh of this creature.
Jesus.
Actually, I mean, he technically misses.
Well, he should have used the rock, dude.
I imagine he was going to bite and you hit him right in the face with the rock.
Damn it.
He just falls to the ground.
All right, well, let me take my Nox. Use your card. Turn back time. Give me my turn back.
All right, that's what you just saw, Thrasher. Copes just was like, get him, Carpenter, and hit him in the head with a rock, and he just falls to the ground stunned.
Jesus. Well, that's about the most Copes thing I could do. Fuck me running.
Thrasher, you're up. You got him grappled?
Yeah, I know. I will keep him grappled.
Okay, don't you do damage when you maintain the grapple?
I don't want to.
You do not want to? Oh.
No.
All right, well then just roll to keep the grapple.
That's going to be a 23.
All right. Well, you got an 8, so you succeed in keeping it grappled.
I gave my turn to a bug. All
right, he tries to break free again. He fails. All right, now I'll give Carpenter another turn. Carpenter goes for it. All right, those are the rolls you want to see. He rolled a 19. And he digs into this creature's flesh, his acidic mandible coatings burning through it as it falls limp.
Whoa, 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 be quiet, bro. Shh.
He deals a 19 damage.
I reach my hand out to his shoulder to try to calm
him. Even after the creature dies, you see Carpenter just tearing into the flesh.
Chill, bro. Chill out, man.
That is freaking gross, man.
Don't you have him under suggestion?
He is going to try to bite you with disadvantage.
Oh, hey! Bitch! I slap him.
Oh, that's an 18. Seemed to...
That's right. Bro.
It instinctively bites you, and then it seems... Yeah, okay, you slap it, and it cowers away. But it does hurt you for... Damn, 21 damage.
What?
Oh my gosh.
He's one of them!
As the acid from its mandibles burns into your flesh.
All right, guys, these...
Oh, ow!
These things are joke.
Whose side is who on?
Carpenter seems to be in a frenzy of sorts. As it looks around wildly.
I guess I'll grapple him now.
No need to grab him. Look, let me just talk to him.
No, he's fine. Wait.
Okay, never mind, I don't.
Carpenter, look me in the eyes. Me and you, bud, just chill. You just murdered one of the enemies, that's it. Stay calm, we got many more to go.
Give me a persuasion check with advantage. You got him, Chuck.
And I'm still using my spell.
Yes.
Persuasion 22.
Nice, all right. So it's like chittering wildly and it slowly slows down. And its eyes kind of like return to focus, and it just looks around scared. It's like, look, can we go
quietly?
Roll.
I have to ask. Nothing else was alerted by all of that.
I assumed you timed it to where it was around the building. Plus, you kept it restrained the entire time.
Okay.
We waited for the lightning to strike, and that's when we did all our stabs.
Right. That's when we hit the pipe with the rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't use booming blade.
There you go. What an adult.
All right. Roll another insight check, Copes.
Let's see. This is going to be a nat 20. It's a 10.
It looks like Carpenter calmed down.
Oh. He's calm. I can tell. It's not good, yo.
All right, we gotta move. They're gonna realize one of them's missing pretty quick.
All right, so Pass Without Trace is no longer active. You don't see any sign of the guards at present, but you have to assume that they're close to returning to their patrol, visible patrol. What do you do?
All right, So the options are bridge or fly, basically.
Yep.
Maybe y'all want to fly? Thrasher, you got your carpet?
I'm ready to rock.
Copes and Bug Dude with you? Would you fit?
Yeah, sure.
Or me and Bug Dude?
Sure.
I'm going to use telekinesis to pick somebody up and bring them with us.
Oh, that's cool.
I can lift up to 1,000 pounds with it, so.
Did you pick me up?
Yeah, I'll pick you up. But you are restrained.
He picks you up.
But I'm what?
Restrained.
Okay, no, I'll just climb on the carpet myself.
No, you're getting picked up.
No, I climb on the carpet.
You can roll a strength check if you want.
Can I not just get on it?
I'm picking you up.
I'll roll the strength. What is it, strength saving throw?
Copes, I got you. Just calm down.
Yeah, I'm nobody's goat. I'll roll the strength saving throw. What do I have to beat?
Dirty 20.
That's not true.
It's against my check. I just rolled it.
Oh, fuck.
Just be quiet. I've got you.
Shut up.
Cope's got an 18 versus the 20.
Damn it. Okay.
All right. You're all grabbed. Everyone's got a method of flying across. Demarok's got his winged boots. You're gone. All right. Roll a stealth check.
Do we still have plus 10? No, we don't anymore, right?
You have advantage if you drank, though.
Do we all roll it, or just...
Does Copes have to roll a stealth check? Because he can't move.
16 stealth, Dimrock.
Okay. All right.
Wait, why don't we have the stealth anymore? Oh, that's right. Sorry. Yeah, yeah.
I lost concentration.
Still have advantage if you drank.
But we still... What do we... We still... Okay, cool.
I got 22.
Ooh. Woof. 22.
I don't have to roll one.
Yeah, you're restrained. It's not your choice.
I'm going to see what I got, though. Nat 20.
Damn.
That makes sense.
You stealth out of the grip of the telekinesis.
Mm-hmm. Where'd he go? I lost.
Jared's carpet just happens to be a star pattern in my shorts and no. Shirt just blend in.
All right, covered in the blood of this trident that you just killed, you... stealthily fly off the island. As you soar over the waters, you hear a sharp piercing sound like that of a cicada, and then another. You see a flurry of movement from the island with the broken building, the one that you hit. You see a flurry of movement as it seems like an enormous shadow rises from that building and flies over to the island.
That we're no longer on.
That you're no longer on.
Oh! That was bad.
You hear voices in your head. Guys, what's going on? What's all that noise?
Oh, fuck. We left him there. No.
Get deeper in the cave. Hide as best you can, guys. It's imperative or you're bug meat.
We're coming to get you. No. We have to go get them.
Are they not safe?
I mean, they're going to have to roll stealth checks. I'm going to look at Braddock's spells and see if she can help.
We have to go get them.
Yeah, I mean, we can. Quinsley can fly and help somebody fly, maybe.
Pam's gone and naked. Fuck her. She'll probably take them out on her own.
I can fly over to you guys, but is it safe? What should we do?
Can you hear the humming?
There's a lot of it. Sounds like bugs everywhere. I could probably fly with, like, one of us, but... I don't think all of us can make it.
Knocks you down for a stealth mission?
Yeah, let's do it.
So who's there? It's just Braddock, Quinsley, and Helga, and Florigal. So there's four. So wait, Quinsley can carry one.
Helga, Quinsley, Braddock, and Florigal. Yeah, I can carry Florigal.
Pam's gone. All right, maybe you two go. Well, I guess only maybe you go. Can he carry someone with his wing boots?
I looked it up. I can carry 15 times my strength.
Sure. One person, probably.
195 pounds.
That sounds great. In pounds?
But it also includes all my gear. So I don't know how you want to...
Yeah, that's enough to carry. You could carry Flargle buns for sure.
Well, stick them in the bag of holding. I got 10 minutes of air.
Who did I put in there before? Oh, yeah. I give Old Duck some fresh air, too.
Yeah. All right. So, all right. Who's flying back?
Well, if Demi can fly and Quincy can fly, there's no reason for me or Nox to go back.
Look, guys, I think I got a way to get them all out. And Dimrock dives straight down into the water. I'm still wearing my necklace of water breathing. So just under the surface of the water, I'm going to use my winged boots to propel me towards their location, traveling around the island.
Sure. I'm not sure if that's how it works, but it's harmless. So let's go for it.
Yeah, I don't necessarily have to go faster, but just...
Can you make a dolphin sound for me?
No hesitation.
I love it.
Flipper.
It's the way you be. You're stealthy too. You're blending in.
Flipper.
That's right. And I pop my
hop out of the water, flop around.
I get to the edge of the bank and stick my eyes just above the water like a crocodile, and then slowly rest my head. Psst. Guys, look over here. Do we still have telekinesis or whatever? Guys, look over here towards the water. Yes. And I start blinking rapidly. You see my eyeballs and my horns?
It's Morse code. SOS.
Okay. Yes, that's right. I think, here, I'm going to toss my bag on the shore.
Yeah.
Everybody climb into here.
No
questions. Climb into here or die.
I don't know why you thought there'd be questions at this point in the adventure. They'll hop in.
All right, I cinch it up and drag him back into the water and swim back to my team.
All right, so this is a really good stealth check. I'm going to give you a stealth check with advantage.
All right.
Wow.
17.
17.
Nice.
They're going to roll to spot you. I'm just going to make a single roll with advantage. No bonus. All right. Doesn't appear that you've been spotted at all. You hear the flurry of wings above you. There must be hundreds of these things. But you're able to move through the water and return to the group on the rug.
All right, we got to move quick. We got to get these guys out of the bag.
I peek over the carpet.
They're probably drowning, Demi. You're underwater with them.
Quit blinking so much. We gotta go.
All right, I'll follow you.
Wait, which way does Carpenter point?
He points to the other island, the one that doesn't have a giant swarm of angry tridents coming out of it.
We go there.
Carpenter, do you know where somewhere safe we can land? Somewhere secret?
Maybe they didn't attack the other island. Maybe there's still more there.
In the middle?
No, not there.
You want to go there?
No. No, he keeps pointing at the other island, the one that you didn't crash into. All right, so you head towards that island that Carpenter points out. Island number 3. As you approach, you can see figures standing on the shore of the island. Looks like maybe 100 or so tridents lining the shore, standing. Looks like they're standing at the ready, like soldiers prepared for a fight.
Guys, we should go somewhere else.
Are they friendly, Carpenter?
It's safer here. It's safer here. They won't attack.
Good enough.
He's magically bound to us.
What the fuck makes y'all trust this guy that much?
No. We don't have any other options.
Yeah, we do. We could just leave. We're going to just fly into 100.
Yeah.
Enemies?
Yeah. Friends.
It's okay. Just bring me there. Leave me there. I'll make it back.
Can we drive by him?
Just like swing by on the carpet and throw him off?
Yeah, and let him go? Yeah.
He said, it's okay. Tridents, we're good swimmers. I can go the rest of the way. You go. You've helped me enough.
All right, I push him off the carpet.
All right. I can't do a dolphin sound. Flops into the water, and you see it swim underneath the surface swiftly.
All right, well, we're like 15 seconds away from losing the rest of our party if we don't get him out of the bag.
I just open the bag and let some air in there. Cinch it back.
I mean, we can land. Let's just not land in the middle of 100 tridents.
You... Hey, it's me, Fargabuns. Can you let us...
Close the bag, damn it. How big is this island?
Said it was a small island.
Not terribly large. Maybe 500 feet across in each direction.
What do you mean? Okay, no, let's rethink that, Brent.
Yeah, that's like...
Do you realize how small 500 feet is?
It's not that big of an island, right?
I mean, it's an incredibly small island that would not be able to house a building.
Yeah, the building takes up the majority of the island.
This is on the middle island.
Oh, you're going to the middle island? No.
No, I'm saying on the right island, it's only 500 feet across.
All three of those islands have been approximately that size, with mostly in just the building on it. Like, there's not much other room for anything else. There was a small plaza, Brent, that led to the bridge, and then there was not really any other room.
Can I roll an insight check to see if I think it'll be safe down there?
Yeah, you can.
Like, what they're looking like. It's a 16.
16. They stand at the ready like soldiers, though there's an air of tension.
Hey, I can use friends about.
Like an aggressive buzzing coming from the other islands, the one that you just left. This is more of a nervous, like just anxious buzzing.
Okay. I think we need some allies. I'm going to flip my hood up and jump into the water and start and follow the trident in.
Damn it, I'm going with you. I follow it.
I'm going to approach, but I'm going to try to like call out from a distance so I don't scare him. We're some cool guys approaching. Friends?
Are you saying this as you're falling through the air?
No, I'm swimming up.
You rise from the water like a manta ray using your cloak?
Yes. Yes. I'm kind of playing, though. You know, it's fun. Mm-hmm. So, permission to come aboard? We know Rick.
All right. The trident standing on the shore draw their spears.
All right. Be cool.
Although they do not move to attack.
Be cool. We're here to help. We saved this one. Carpenter.
Carpenter's like, get him. No.
You son of a bitch.
No, Carpenter pops out of the water, and they look like they're almost ready to strike at Carpenter, but then they relax just for a moment and look confusedly at the strange gnome popping himself out of the water like a fish. Carpenter says, friend, I think they're friends.
Yes. No, definitely. Definitely friends.
They want the core for some reason. They chittered.
No, we're here to help. I just asked a question. You gotta chill, man. You're gonna get me a guild.
And Carpenter kneels down. I plead with you to let them on the island. Please. They look at each other, and then they hum in assent after a moment. And then they start to stand aside, making a path for you to climb ashore.
All right. Is there, like, one in particular, like, that looks different? Like a chief?
Not that's come out to greet you, no.
Thank you. Thank you. We're just trying to figure out what happened here and how we could help. Seemed like there was a massacre back there.
The The soldiers look awkwardly at each other.
What do you want here? This is a bad time.
Really? This isn't okay. Is Rick here? We know Rick.
They all chitter wildly at the mention of Rick.
Yeah, go Rick. We like him too.
Of course Rick brought you here.
Yeah, that's a good thing that Rick did.
He's always breaking the rules, breaking our customs.
But without new customs, you would only have old customs.
Or cakes.
Which means they wouldn't be as good as the new customs.
So, although some of the Trident nod knowingly at that. They're like,
yeah, see?
Bravo, Matt.
Sometimes you gotta break a few eggs to make an omelet. Y'all like omelets, right? Or cakes. Everybody loves cake.
The Trident you're speaking to thinks for a second.
I am soldier. You are here to help?
I hope so. I'm Nox. Call me Helper.
Ooh, they seem excited at that. They chitter.
Bravo.
Yes, I figured it out. But I don't know how to help. So I need you to help me become Helper.
We will bring you to Sage. Sage can explain.
Okay, that sounds good. Can my friends come on land without being attacked?
Friends? More?
Friends. More friends. There's a lot of them.
They chitter at that nervously.
None of them are weird. They're totally normal.
The soldier like holds up a pair of wings and the group calms. They are silent.
Because we are anxious. Many bad days behind. More ahead.
Maybe good days ahead.
Because, follow me this way. The rest of us must stay. Must watch. They may come.
We will help.
What are the rest of you guys doing? You guys coming on shore?
Yeah, I'm gonna join.
Yes.
Do you want to land on shore dramatically or anything?
It's literally the only way Thrasher does anything.
Darok shoots up out of the water with his winged boots, flying at least 10 or 15 feet in the air, and once high up in the air, cuts off his boots and lands to the ground, where the effects of bouncing butter take place. He goes from 15 feet, bounces up like another 10, comes back down, bounces 5.
Yeah, at the bottom, you're just going like...
Yeah, exactly.
Copes is going to leap out of the water as a reef shark and do a front flip and land as Copes and say the only words he's known or he's learned from the Tridents in his travels, which is probably the equivalent of konnichiwa that I learned from Kim Possible. Yeah.
Okay, no questions about that.
I respect that.
And Thrasher?
Floats down on his carpet, still sitting there, arms crossed, stink face, looking real mad. Swoops down, lands, doesn't change his emotion or expression.
Thanks, man.
You are strange.
We are strange. Anyone here, druid? I hold my Gemini stone up.
They chitter for a moment and says, no, druid's gone. All gone.
I give him air. I let him out.
Sad. I follow Nox and them.
Okay, and you've got everybody else in the bag, remember?
Yeah, let him out.
You just hold it upside down and dump. A couch falls out with all four of them sitting on it.
Dump them out.
Sorry, more strange coming.
Hey,
sorry.
Hey, dump them out, dump them out. And this is Braddock.
They look nervously around. Guys, you sure this is safe?
This is Fixer? This is Buzzkill. I point to Flargle Buns. This is... what's Quinsley's name? Lawyer?
No, not lawyer.
No.
Auctioneer?
Litigious?
No.
Gnomeo? And what's Helga? Widow. She's widow.
Oh my god. That's so mean, Matt. Jesus.
They look around nervously but nod at that. Flargobuns walks up to Copes. It's like,
you sure we should be here? Because we have that Trident's corpse. It's against the law to have it.
I punch him in the face.
Hey, man. I'm just trying to do right by the law.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to do this. Is the bag still near him?
Yeah.
Okay, I shove him back in the fucking... I open the bag and yell into it. We're going to talk about this in a minute. And I cinch it back shut.
It's got to be a horror show in there.
All right. So most of this island is that building. So as you're led around this building, you see the signs of what must have been a battle occurring at some point. Although it's not quite as covered in blood and gore, there's definitely corpses that have been, it looks like, cleaned up. You can see blood stains in the dirt. Little gross rotting piles around the edges of the building. As you're led to the entrance, it's nearly identical to the entrance of the previous building. You want to talk or anything, or you want to just move on to this part?
Knox, can ask them if we can talk to their leader.
Yeah,
I mean, you got a good rapport with them.
They're bringing us to meet Sage.
Oh.
I assume he's got some good advice.
Yeah, but maybe we can ask Sage to meet Leader.
I think he is the lead.
His name would be Leader.
Shit.
You didn't really think that through, did you?
Well, I mean, we got to work our way up the ladder.
That's fair. Looks like I haven't seen a ladder. Can I do a perception check to see if I see a ladder?
Can I kick Copes out of the telepathic bond?
Yes. Copes can do that on his own.
So, soldier, we're...
I know, that's the best part.
So, oh gosh, get out of my head!
I'm still here.
Soldier, were you attacked as well?
Yes, 2 weeks ago. We were attacked in the night.
That's so strange.
We sleep during the night. We were not ready. The other island fell. Many have died, their bodies ruined, unable to be returned. You hear a deep sadness in its voice.
Hopefully we can find a way to help those who fell.
Why? Why would you help us?
Well,
you are sad. Everybody needs help.
And one of you have helped us before. I mean, Rick, he was the greatest, and he was there when we needed him. And if anything, this is a small favor we can return.
Many of us do not like Rick, but he is a good man.
That's right, and good people do good things.
It seems to have nothing to say to that, and it leads you into the building. This one, compared to the other one, is clear. You see multiple tridents in those same type of pods that you saw before. They seem completely inanimate inside there. Although maybe, I don't know if you can really see them breathing, but let's just say you can tell that they're alive.
Whoa, are you growing these dudes?
No, many of us sleep here. It is also connected. We are reborn.
So hypothetically, if there was a dead one of you guys and I put it in there, would anything happen?
It seems surprised. You know?
Yeah, I know a lot of things.
It is not for me to speak of.
Is Speaker around?
Perhaps Sage will tell you more. For that, you need to talk to Speaker. And, you know, she and Speaker may not know, so you got to talk to Knower before so she can tell Speaker, and then Speaker can speak it to you.
Okay.
Go ahead, Aaron. Dangle that fucking Trident body you've been wanting to dangle since episode 15.
I've been resisting so many times already this episode.
Just dangle it, dude.
I don't know if it's ready yet. I think we should talk to Sage first.
You got the bag.
I don't think we're quite ready. Hold on. Calm down, Tyler. We're getting somewhere.
So you're led up towards the top chamber, like just like the one where you met Carpenter originally. As you walk in and you pass by all these chambers, most of about half of them are full of tridents. As you walk upward, you see some other tridents that stop to look at you as you pass by them. Make an insight check, everybody.
18.
23.
10.
17 for Coates.
23, dang. All right, only a 23 notices this. Or not exactly, but you needed a 20. Makes sense that you would notice this, Demarok. But where you came from originally, the island you came from, the hum was very intense feeling. Almost like the background scene of a horror movie where it's like one of those metal noise-making devices in the background, whereas this hum is more soothing, relaxing, calming, even. It's more like being out in nature and just hearing the hum of the insects in the forest. Whereas before, it was almost like the background of a storm preparing to brew. And you walk into a hexagonal chamber. This chamber, just like the rest of the building, is crafted from a soft, almost honeycomb-like organic substance, like the interior of a beehive. The walls and ceilings curve gently. At the center of a chamber sits a small trident, barely 2 feet tall, with a bulbous round head, wearing a wizardly robe that seems comically oversized on its tiny frame.
Oh my goodness.
The trident is focused intently on a sieve placed in front of it, filled with a bright white liquid that gleams in the ambient light, filtering through the organic hexagonal cells. As the creature raises its head to look at you, it makes a loud creaking sound, almost like a loud door hinge, as it raises to look at the four of you. I've watched you approach. I felt you coming.
Did it feel good?
I wasn't ready for this, but damn it, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, let's get a different one.
Tyler.
Damn it.
Asshole. So we are the Discount Heroes. But I would hope you know that, because this is episode 93. So pretty stupid if you don't. You're as dumb as Demirock.
I like episode 93. We have not got any money.
Yeah, seriously. Open up the checkbooks. Write checks. Send them to us. Even if you don't know where you live, just send out checks. Maybe they'll make it to us. But we release once a week, every Thursday. Again, if you don't know that, what are you doing with your life? It's Thursday. Also known as Write Us a Check Day. So, please.
Give us the checks.
We need the checks, please.
Join the Discord if you haven't. But I mean, if you're on episode 93 and you're not in the Discord.
We're getting evicted. We need the checks.
Then what the fuck are you doing with your life?
Jerry.
Just think about that.
They're not writing checks. That's for sure.
And follow us on Instagram and Twitter and other things that we do or don't do, depending on the day, which would be Thursday. If you remember that, and if you don't, God help. We're recording this from a ditch in Ohio. That's where we are right now.
Our landlord's about to kick us out.
All of us.
All of us. Our landlord is an angry raccoon, and we need help.
He needs money. He wants them.
He needs money. He's in deep gambling debts.
It's so bad we're drinking vodka our old tooth was in.
We're drinking tooth vodka over here. We need some help. Yeah, so, you know, questionable results, always guaranteed. Tooth vodka, if you please.
Send the checks with your bank's account numbers written on the back.
Indeed. And we love you all. Even if my character's small. Peace out. Oh, thanks. All right, that was
good enough.
It was good enough.
I feel like the last 30 we've done, it's like, they can't all be winners.
We tried so hard in the beginning, now we're just like, the show is over.
It's hard to keep thinking of stuff.
You can't leave it on. I felt you coming.
Now I can.
The only one who thought
now
that.
I can.
Yeah, you can.
This dude's like my
now
twin.
Now you can.
Now you can.
Yeah, can you do that?
Oh, I hear what I said. Oh, that was gross, guys. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, we'll roll that.
Now everything I'm thinking of just sounds like I'm talking about jacking off now.
Wait, you saw that?
That means it'll cost extra.
Seriously, can you cut it? I felt you coming, and then Demi going, did it feel good?
I like that. That's a good spot. That's really good.
That's organically funny.
That is.
Well.
All right.
Matt, just do a normal
intro. I'm liking it.
What's up, dogs? It's Matt, and it's my turn to do the outro.
I mean, you get to imagine how great it is. Uh-oh, we lost Craig.
Craig! Come back, Craig!
I'm old Craig! Skip the intro.
Old Craig drinks generic Irish cream from a slipper.